right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back with the second half. Stuart Horn with you on radio.dominican.edu. Coming up, broadcast for basketball. This Thursday, January 25th, the Penguins will be taking on Menlo College right here at the Conlin Center. CalPAC doubleheader against their nemesis, the Oaks from Menlo College, one of the two teams the Penguins have lost this season. Penguin women have lost to Menlo and Holy Names. And that'll be this Thursday, the 25th. Right here at the Conlin Center. Following that, we'll be here on Tuesday, February 6th, as the Penguins will be taking on the Banana Slugs from UC Santa Cruz. And then we'll wrap up the home schedule as the Penguins take on the Hawks from Holy Names. That'll be Thursday, February 15th. And Holy Names, at this point in the season, Holy Names tapped to run away with the conference. So we'll see if that plays out. The referees are trying to figure out which ball is a game ball, and all they've come up with are the women's game ball, which are slightly smaller in circumference. And so now they're looking for an overhead announcer. They need a game ball, and here goes Brandon Davis. Okay, Brandon Davis is going to go find a game ball, because now the overhead has 20 minutes. The referees don't have a ball. There's a lot of guys on the floor, but there's no ball. Oh, a kid is out in the parking lot with the game ball. Okay, well, that's good. Somebody, hey, there's Brandon Davis, comes back in now. Brandon Davis has made his way into the Conlin Center. It's the first time I ever remember the game ball leaving the house, not being available. Do you ever remember that happening? No. Oh, you do? Okay. Well, I don't. The Penguins are up by 8, 36-28. Scoring table is in position, and we are underway. We never did come up with a stat sheet, fans. So I'm going to have to bark at the media people here at the Conlin Center, of which I'm a part, but I went searching for one, and I'm not sure. Those things must be like gold. Maybe we'll be able to come up with one for the next time out. As the Penguins attacking the hoop. The Penguins are fouled upon. They'll have it on the inbounds on the long end. And we're at about 19 and a half minutes away from the end of this one. Penguins on top by 8. Nate Rogoff across the middle. Rogoff is being accosted by Joel Booth. Booth all over Rogoff and tipped it out of bounds. Booth is in there at 5'8", Nate at 6-footer. Here's Nate now wait between the circles, way out there on the left wing. Nate back and forth. Here's Fahey. Fahey throws it over to Nate. Quick pass. Oh, one of the Bruins grabbed Nate's grabbed Ari Ivantosh's jersey, and the Penguins cannot tip it home. Oh, brother, there's about four shots on goal there. Finally, it was tipped out, and a whistle blows. And it ended up with in the possession of John Bell. 19:02 to go. Newest addition to our broadcasting team to make his debut here shortly. He's sitting alongside. We're going to keep you in suspense, fans. Until the next timeout. Now the Penguins on defense. Bruins work in the perimeter. They get it indoors to Bell. Goes high off the glass. Bell ends up on his back with a chicken wing. He hit both wing bones on the floor at once as he rolled back on his neck. 36-28. Bell to the line. Bell made his first free throw of the night. Hey, you don't have a stat sheet. Now he made them both there. They looked smooth on both of those after missing four in a row in the first half. Nate Rogoff comes across the timeline, goes behind the back, beats Booth to death, goes up to the right side, missed it, down with it, Bell. passes it back off to Booth. Booth comes across. Here goes a three ball on the way by Tita Davis. No, Davis with a couple of those in the first. Penguins by six. Now Ari. Oh, he throws it up. Everybody hits the deck, whistles. The foul is against 21 Josh Jenkins. So Ari Avintosh is going to go to the line now. Avintosh, the 6'2" freshman. It's a couple bounces. Keeps that right foot right on the middle. Oh, brother. And one of the Bethany fans must be a must be an opera singer. But unflappable was Avintosh. He made that one easily. He made them both with the opera singers going crazy. .38-30 fans. Penguins on top worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Big night of DU basketball here at the Conlin Center. Over to the left side now is Ernest Williams. He kicks it back out to Booth for three ball. In and out. Down with it, Bell. No, the Penguins got it. Fahey steals it away from Bell. Now Ari has it. Ari with a stutter step. Goes up against Tita Davis. Davis reaching in. No penalty. Now Nate Rogoff with a great foot fake. Whoa, Booth bit on that one to death. Outside Ari on the way. Three ball, yes. 17 and a half to go. 41-31. Booth across the middle. Booth very slowly trying to make something happen. He doesn't even call out a play. Now he's directing traffic. Now he softs it indoors. Tipped out by the Penguins, but saved then by Williams. Williams goes between the leg, three ball, with Ari in his face. Bell down with it. No. Yep, Bell puts it back and knocks it home. Fahey brings it inbounds to Ari. Fahey is a sophomore, not as previously reported by Steve Johnson a few games ago, that Fahey was a freshman. In fact, Fahey is a sophomore. Now the Penguins work the perimeter. They get it. Oh, they fed it nicely from Ari Avintosh over to Michael Faulkner and dumps it home off the glass. Faulkner looked like a ballet dancer there. He's so light on his feet. Faulkner wears number 40. 6'5" out of Melbourne, Australia, and he's only a freshman, fans. So we've got the two Melbourne guys in Flack and Faulkner, and they're both freshmen, and they're both superb players. And the Penguins' future looks very bright with those two young men. Not to mention Pat Fahey, who's having a superb night. Oh, and now the Penguins pick it up on an unforced muff. The turnover goes up by Johnson. Johnson with the layup. He was all alone. Johnson had it stuffed away from him by Williams. Here's Trammell. Trammell to come in. Faulkner out, Trammell in there. But Coach Tavani did not look happy on that exchange. 43-32, 16-13 to go. Penguins on the short side. Fahey has it, inbounds to Trammell. Now to Nate Rogoff, who goes all the way back between the circles. He's near the insignia on the left side. Nate, very herky-jerky, but that's his whole game. I say that with the utmost respect. I've watched the guy play for 3 years of that herky-jerky style, and he can deke the best of them. And that's just his natural move. Here's Johnson. Ari, jumper, baseline. Oh, no. Trammell gets it. Oh, and has it tipped away by Bell. And now the shot clock violation on the part of the Penguins. They couldn't get the shot clock to reset. Now we're going to see if the Penguins are all arguing with the referee. See what happens there. No, the Penguins are going to acquiesce. They admit the shot clock violation was legit. So on the long side now, just one Penguin in the backcourt. And then he retreats. That being Michael Johnson. He retreats into position as the Bruins bring it up. The Penguins by 9, 43-32. Well, that's not right. That's 11, isn't it? I better do some math. But in the meantime, Bell knocks one home. It's not counted. 15-27 to go. It's too late. Penguins 42. That's Ryan Trammell with the foul. Four team fouls committed by the Penguins. Two team fouls committed by the Bethany Bruins. And Bell to the line. He makes another one. Bell's almost up to 50% now. He missed the first four. He's made the last three. I'll give you a hint, fans. Our new broadcaster is J-Wo. That's right, I said J-Wo. Oh, and the second one goes. He's up to 50%. Four in, four out. And we're going to hear from J-Wo here in a minute. The Penguins up by nine now, 43-34. 15-25 to go. Johnson in the backcourt. Johnson comes off of his feet. He's being guarded by Rogers. Johnson has it now. If he passed it off to Fahey. Fahey very smooth. Here's Nate. Nate between the circles on the right side. Off to Ryan. Now Trammell has it batted away by Bell. Ryan thinks about throwing it off, but nothing. Ryan now takes it in himself. Goes up right side off the glass. Oh, what a play. Boy, Trammell with great patience. And Trammell's fan club is up there just screaming at the top of their lungs, or the tops of their lungs. So there's more than one lung. 45-34. Penguins back up now. Penguins have been in relative control the whole game. It got back down to five there for a minute, but then the Penguins picked it back up. 45-34. Oh, another air ball by the Bruins. That's Jenkins. Man, Gabe Jenkins, and the fans are letting him have it. Now a whistle is blown. And Pat Fahey will bring it in for the Penguins. On the long side, way back there. Full court heat applied by the Bruins. And here goes Nate left side. Nate goes up against Bell, and Bell refused to foul. And Nate dumped it home right over the top of Bell, who's got it by 8 inches. And 100 pounds, maybe 50 pounds. Nate's getting bulking up pretty good. It used to be 100 when Nate was a freshman. And now Rogoff steals it away again. Now Nate Height with the high bounce goes behind the back. Over to Fahey, very slowly, arcing, yes! And now the Bethany Bruins have called a timeout, fans, and the waiting is over. As Fahey buries a big-time three ball. Man, that was huge. Sitting to my right, freshman. Let's see, are you a freshman over there, J-Wo?
Yes, sir.
Nice and loud now. J-Wo will be joining me for the rest of this season broadcasting. He might even get in on some softball. He's going to be part of our sports broadcasting department. He's a communications major. Is that right? What are you majoring in, J-Wo?
Communications.
Okay, nice.
Get that right up there, nice and close.
He's a communications major, and of course, the broadcast tonight is brought to you by the communications department, where we are under the direction of Professor Melba Beals. What do you think of this game so far, J-Wo?
I really have to love the 16-point lead right here, Dominican.
50-34, that's right. There's 14 minutes to go exactly. And J-Wo, his first night on the air. This is his maiden voyage, ladies and gentlemen. So if you'd like to send him an instant message, you can do so on the AOL Instant Messenger. J-Wo will pick it up. He's filtering the messages, so keep them clean. Our screen name is, what is our screen name, J-Wo?
I don't remember.
It's DUC Radio, fans. That's right. DUC Radio, like Dominican University in California. All right, J-Wo is alongside. We're going to have him pipe in now and then over the last 14 minutes of this one. Now the Penguins on defense. Driving in is 15, Gabe Jenkins. Jenkins, a 6 foot one-er out of Santa Rosa. He drove it home, but they didn't count it. That was a foul against Jenkins. Trammell brings it in the backcourt. Here's Fahey now. Penguins haven't brought it across the timeline. Now they've got it. Conlin Center is loaded. A very packed house. Bethany's brought a lot of fans. Now Fahey dumps it back off to Nate. Fahey sets up a good screen there. Fahey, with a perfect screen, screened out two Bruins. Uh-oh, grabbing onto the Onto the Uni there, Fahey falling away, in and out, and back in. Oh, and Trammell got a hand up there. And that would have, I don't know, that was a foul, as if Trammell goaltended his own player. Either way, the referee stopped things and gave the ball to the Bruins. Fahey shot it up, it was bouncing around, and Trammell's hand got up there and knocked it away, and the whistle blew. Penguins by 16, as Jay Woe mentioned. Here goes a 22-footer. Oh, man, that was ugly by Jenkins. Jenkins was flat-footed. He had no balance whatsoever on that thing. Uh-oh. Ending up on the floor was Michael Johnson. And falling over the top of him was Brian Rogers. Seems like the Penguins are playing some pretty heavy defense, Jay Woe.
And some full court press from the Bruins.
Yeah, the Bruins are playing some massive defense too, now that you mention it. Oh, and now they've just thrown it away. And the Penguins had a second, had a chance there to steal it. And a beautiful three ball is checked up by Brian Rogers. Rogers, with a very majestic looking arc, brought that thing on. What do you think the Penguins are going to do here? We want to get them, let's see, it's 50-37 now. I don't want to panic yet. What about you?
No, sir.
All right, no panic out of J-Well. And it, with good reason, there's a three ball by Ari Ivintosh. Ari buries it from the right corner for Trey. 53-37, the Penguins answer the big three ball. And an easy shot from baseline by Ernest Williams. Nothing. Penguins down with it. Nate across the middle. Tommy Songroth getting ready to come back in along with Alistair Flack. There goes Nate with a bullet pass across the middle. Gets it over to Johnson. Johnson climbed right up the back of Williams, who didn't see him coming in the middle of the key. And Johnson buries a duck from the right side. Inside at 12, 55-37. The Penguins are now firing on all cylinders, looking very smooth. Penguin bench demanding defense. Penguin fans demanding defense as the Bruins have the ball on offense. Penguins would like to send the Bruins on their 2.5-hour bus ride home with a loss. And the last thing the Bruins want to do is let the Penguins get past them here after they beat them earlier in the season. They, the Bruins, beat them at home. The only time in 6 years the Penguins have lost to the Bruins, that was earlier this season. Now Flack in for Rogoff. Falconer comes in for Trammell. Songroth has come in place of Johnson. Still on the floor, Fahey. Oh, and from the line, a brilliant free throw by Ernest Williams. Very solid, 55-40. 11:26 to go, fans. Here's Fahey. Fahey across the middle now. Penguins get it across the timeline. Here's Flack. Flips it over to Fahey. Thinks about it on the way. Three, no, short, but he was fouled. The only reason that thing didn't go is because I think it was number 11. That's Brian Rogers, a 6'1" junior out of Roseville, got in his face. Pat Fahey with a jumper there. Boy, he had it straight on line too, J-Well. Straight away, just didn't have the distance. Now Fahey to the line. He puts that right foot on the middle line with the toe, and this one's short, and the Bethany fans singing up in the grandstands may have thrown him off a little bit. Although Fahey's usually pretty unflappable. We'll see how he does on this one. In and out, he missed them both. That's not like Fahey. Bethany fans may be onto something. Coming on 11 minutes, 55-40. Across the middle now, here's Jenkins. No, outside. Jenkins has got... Oh, it's stolen away now by Alistair. Over to Tommy Songroth. He rides it in. Oh, it comes out off of... Oh, Tommy, I think he kicked it out of bounds. But they said it was out of bounds off of Josh Jenkins. Boy, the Penguins will take that. Timeout has been called by head coach Brett Tavani. The Penguins are on top, 55-40. Jay Woe, pretty heavy-duty game so far. What do you think so far?
Oh, but it's nice and easy for the Saturday evening, folks.
All right, you ever play any basketball?
Only a little bit, sir.
Is that right, in high school?
Back in elementary.
All right, all right. That's about the last time I played, too. It sounds like you're qualified to join the radio broadcast basketball team. We take on the math department once or twice a year. You never really know. 10:52 to go, fans, but... And believe it or not, I'm the senior man. I have more experience, and I haven't played since sixth grade either. 10:52 to go, fans. Penguins by 15, looking very strong in this second half. It's the end of the timeout has come. Stuart Horn with you, and our newest communications sensation, J-Wo, our new sports broadcaster. He'll be with you the rest of the season alongside me and Steve Johnson. So that's going to be a trio to, well, I don't know. It'll be the trio to listen to, if not formidable. Penguins by 15, coming up on 10.5. Penguins now have it out there in the corner. Here goes a jumper by Ari. There's three. And now the Penguins can't miss anything as the place comes unglued. I don't know that it was actually really glued before. But it's unglued now. 10:20. And the clock rolls. Back inside now is Jenkins. Jenkins misses it. Tip back out. Bell comes down with it, and it's muffed by one of the Bruins. But somehow they come up with it again. Here's Norman outside. Norman over to Jenkins. Indoors, here's Bell. High off the glass. Oh, Bell took Falconer out. And nobody can take Falconer out. Falconer's so big and beefy, but Falconer just got completely nailed and no whistle. Bell is bigger than Falconer. But Falconer plays so huge. Shout out to the Falconer and Flack fans down under in Australia. Listening right now and listening as usual. Oh, a turnaround by Faye. He goes down. How far away is Australia? Oceania. J-Well?
Many miles away.
Now it's tipped away by Falconer. I don't know if it's 8,000 or... Somebody should IM us with that information. I know I've impressed the Australians by referring to it as Oceania. Americans don't know. They don't even realize how impressive that is that I even knew that. Here's Bell with a turnaround. Bell back. Oh, he missed it twice on goal. Three times. Bell, three shots on goal from a foot away. Missed all three times. And now the Penguins in quick transition. Holy cow. Ivan Tosh with another big jumper. Gets it to go. And that's a 20-point lead for the Penguins. 62-42. Both teams with five team fouls so far. Coming up on 8.5, fans. My Bethany can't do anything. The Penguins juggernaut has come out tonight. And Fahey with a tip. Fahey with a great rejection. Here's Bell. Bell tries to send Falconer down again. But Falconer got in his face. Bell missed it deep. Actually, Falconer kind of leaned out of the way as Bell tried to apply the pressure. But Bell sort of missed his mark. There was no fulcrum on that play. And this one, Bell steals away. Penguins... on defense. Now Bell takes it to the length of the court and he walks with it. Boy, this has been a fast-paced game so far, Jay. Well, very few timeouts.
We've only got 8:12 left in the game.
62-44. As Jay Well mentioned, 8:12 to go. And the clock is now running. Here's Flack across the middle. Flack now. Oh, Flack thought about three but didn't want to do it. That was a wise move. Flack is wise beyond his years. Where's number three? That's Trey Putnam's old number, one of the greats in DU history, and one of the greats in the Cal Pack. Oh, no, and Flack steals it away again. Flack brings it across the middle. It's three on three. Flack now over to Fahey. Three ball on the way. Oh! Pat Fahey buries another Trey. 65-44. Man, is Fahey on fire tonight. 7.5, Fahey. Over to the right side. Man, oh man, is Fahey something. Now Norman's got it. He dumps it off to Bell, and Bell pounds it in there for a deuce. Sort of uneventful after watching Fahey and the way the Penguins... Oh, here goes Tommy Song grab. Oh, it's a little bit too deep as Nate Rogoff fired it baseball style. Threw it the length of the court. And now Coach Tavani with the palms to the ceiling. He's asking the question, why did we run that play? And it would have been spectacular. Tommy Songroth was all alone under the hoop. On the northern side, that's the hoop that the Penguins are attacking. But Nate simply overthrew him. Or it couldn't have been Nate because Nate wasn't in there. I think it was, it must have been Flack. Gosh, I'm not sure who threw that thing in there. Jay Woe, any idea? Okay, here's Bell with a turnaround 360 jumper, nothing. Ari comes down with it. Oh, and now it's stolen back away. Pretty heads up play. Oh, and I thought Flack was going to get it. They fire it out of bounds, and Bell has thrown it into the crowd. The Bruins stole it away pretty nicely there. But as it turns out, Bell got it on the zigzag move, and Bell chucks it out of bounds. And the Penguins are up 65-46. 6 minutes and 44 seconds to go on radio.dominican.edu. J-Wo, pretty fast action here.
Not a single break.
Not a single break, that's right. There's only been one or two timeouts all night. Now the Bethany fans are trying to get something going in the stands, like a wave or something, but when you're trailing by 19 points, it's kind of hard to get the fans stoked. 6 minutes and 44 seconds left. Doesn't seem like enough time to try and overcome the Penguins. I mean, you can try to overcome the Penguins, but it's going to be a tall order.
Do you see cheerleaders sending out a cheer to the crowd? They don't need much more action tonight.
Yeah, the crowd has gotten their money's worth tonight. In fact, I don't even think there was a charge to get in tonight, which is rare. Want to give a shout out to the athletics director here at the Conlin Center. That is Roger Goodwin. Of course, President Fink, the president of the university, he's in the house tonight on Jay Woe's maiden voyage. So it's kind of nice to have the president alongside. Here's Ivan Tosh now across the middle as we're back underway. Falconer now drives in against Bell. Falconer dumps it off, but not before a whistle. Kruger was the recipient of that bounce pass from Falconer. Now Bethany sending Ernest Williams back in there. Ernest Williams is a senior out of Silmar, California. That's down by Santa Cruz, I believe. Chris Norman also out. Get his replacement here in a second. Looks like Jenkins has come back in his place. 6:27 to go. Clock rolls. Here's Flack. Flack fires it indoors to Songroth. Oh, Tommy had it easily. Couldn't do anything with it. Oh, Flack with another brilliant save. Holy mackerel. That Alistair Flack is paying dividends like every game. I mean, that was a brilliant save there. It was 4-on-1, and Flack came up with it as the ball was tipped out after Tommy missed it. Here's Flack drives into the paint. Backs up. Buckles on the way. Yes.
That's 2 points, Stu.
That's a nice deuce out of the Australian, Alistair Flack. You have any classes with him?
No, sir.
All right. And a nice save there by the Bruins. But Flack came up with it again after it was tipped inbounds. Josh Jenkins for the Bruins saved it. Ended up in the grandstand. And Flack stole it away on the end. Now, that wasn't very sporting, J-Wo. We'll take it. Penguin fans love that one. Here's a three ball by Tita Davis. Nothing. Davis was hot in the first half, but not so much in the second half. Now another offensive board by Bell. Bell sends Falconer on the floor again. And a whistle. Oh, Falconer can't. He did not like that, but the foul. Let's see who the foul is again. Oh, man, they called a foul on Falconer?
They called that on Falconer?
Oh, brother. And Bell goes to the line. So Falconer got the short end of the stick and ended up on the floor. And now Eric Nelson has come back in. Now Falconer's been yanked. Falconer just needs a rest. Yeah, Falconer has his hand palms to the ceiling. He doesn't understand what happened. He ended up on his rear end and Bell ended up on the line, 69-47. 5 minutes exactly, and now it ends up in the grandstands. I see Chelsea Wales over there. J-Wo, Chelsea Whale, right where the ball went out there. She graduated last year, one of the great forwards in DU women's basketball history. She was a three-point expert, Chelsea Whale.
Sounds like Pat Fahey tonight.
Yeah, that's right. I think Whale was a nursing major. I'm not sure. I talked to her before the game got going. Penguin fans remember Chelsea Whale very well. Nice to see the Dominican alumni, or in the case of female, it's alumna. Alumni, male, alumna, female, single female. Now this one goes off the line by Eric Nelson. Now that we have our Latin lesson behind us, that is Chelsea Whale. Nice to see graduates come into the Conlin Center, especially athletes. Penguins by 20, 69, 49, 4:50, the clock rolls. Penguins have kept it right at about 20 points all night. Here's Flack. Oh, man, Flack with a burst of speed. Flack passes it off to the Penguins' number 11. That's Walensky, but he muffed it. And it gets away from Walensky. Now it's back outside. Here's the shot by Williams. Goes three ball. No. Nelson comes down with it. Here's Walensky. No. Williams follows it in. Oh, Williams follows an elbow. It toward Walensky, but Walensky had backed out of the way. No harm done. Walensky, very cool customer. 69-49 with 4.5 to go. The Penguins have committed 18 fouls so far. As Jay Woe mentioned, the Penguin cheerleaders in the house. Very strong showing of 7. Looks like 7.5, Jay Woe. Looks like they have one of the kids from the community in there joining them. And she knows all the steps. Wow. She's only about 10 years old. A future Penguin, no doubt. So those two freebies go down, 69-51, 4.5. The clock is running. Fahey getting ready to come back in. Here's Tommy Sandgraf. He's got it. Now back to Flack, and it's stolen away by Williams. Williams, looked like Williams stepped out of bounds. Yep, Penguin ball right in front of the Bruin bench. Oh, the Bruins head coach is Dan Mooney in his fourth season. He's going crazy over there. He did not like that call. No, he's yelling at his guy. It was a great steal by Williams, but he just stepped on the line, J-Well. 69-51, 4:13 to go. See how you only have an instant there to get in and out? Here's Nate Rogoff across the middle. Gabe Gonzalez is plastered to him. Gonzalez keeps his eye on the ball. Oh, Nate's back there between the circles, and he almost got tied up. In fact, he did, but he got out of it. He untied himself. And now they chuck it indoors to the Penguins. Ivan Tosh, who goes up from the right side baseline, but a whistle. It was a pretty play, though, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, nice and loud, man. You got to hit that thing real hard. I want to hear it. If you're going to call me sir, I want to hear it. Otherwise, don't call me sir. In fact, I'd prefer you don't call me sir. 69-51. 3:45 to go. J-Wo on his maiden voyage, fans. He's going to be all loud and obnoxious like me here by the second broadcast tonight. He's just hanging back a little bit, getting used to things. Over to the right side. Oh, brother, with a great three ball. But goes Gabe Gonzalez. Gonzalez buries one from about 25. It was a very healthy three ball. Nice play by Gonzalez. Uh-oh. And Eric Nelson steals it away. And the Bruins can't convert, but then it's put back by Williams. Boy, that was a crafty play by Williams. Or Nelson, I should say. Nelson came in behind Pat Fahey. Oh, and now it's thrown up there to the Penguins. Johnson, yeah, all alone. Fahey saw him in the forecourt. Very.
Michael Johnson, the twinkle toe layup.
That was nice. Johnson, and now Gonzalez pays the favor back. That's Gabe Gonzalez, the senior at 5'8 out of Gilroy. 71-58. We're coming up on 2.5. Here's Michael Johnson. In the backcourt now is Nate Rogoff. Coach Mooney is demanding backcourt pressure. Here goes Fahey for three again. Fahey. Pat Fahey, number 44, knocks it down. 74-58. 2 minutes, 19 seconds. There goes brother Eric Johnson with another one. Eric Nelson, check it. And Nelson has just been crazy on the Penguins the last few minutes. Now the left side layup.
Johnson again.
By Johnson again. Do you have a class with him?
He's actually my sweet mate.
Oh, he's just. Oh, that's so guy. You actually have every right in the world to call him Twinkle Toes Johnson. I was wondering where you got that name, but now that I know he's your sweet mate, we may have to go with that. You have to let me know if he dislikes that. Actually, since you're his sweet mate, you can call him whether he likes it or not. Inside of 2 minutes, fans. We are inside of two. The clock is running 76-61.
Bruins still down by 15 here.
Now coming up the left side are the Penguins. The Penguins have brought Chris Souza in, the sophomore out of Marysville. He's a 6'2". Also in, Shelton. We saw a few minutes of Shelton in the first half. Here goes Walensky to get it. No. He goes three ball, missed it, but it's put back by the Penguins. Now the miss by the Bruins. Missed it outside. And here is Flack with the the defensive rebound. 78-61, we're coming up on 1 minute. Now Tavani wants to slow things down. No, he doesn't. He's going to let the guys keep going. Okay, now Tavani's got the hands out. All right, we're going to slow things down. 20 on the shot clock. The Penguins did have a shot clock violation early in the first half. 1 minute exactly, fans. The Penguins 78, the Bruins for Bethany University 61. They're thinking about it. Nope, the Penguins don't want to do it. On the shot, here's Flack, two. On the jumper, one. Missed it short. Clock, shot clock resets. Here's Eric Nelson. The alley-oop is set up perfectly by Eric Nelson. Passed off Katina Davis, who was floating in midair, waiting for it. Got it to go. 78-63. Inside of 30 seconds now. And the Penguins' Kevin Kruger did not like that little slap at him by Tita Davis. Oh, and going up for it, Williams got a massive block in, but not before the whistle as Kevin Kruger went up. Kruger out of San Lorenzo Valley, stands at 6'2", he's a sophomore. Kruger will actually get to go to the line with 17.2 seconds to go. The double bonus never in effect tonight. Good refereeing crew. They let him play tonight.
More opera singing from the Bruin fans.
I'm not sure what that is. But, whoa, what a sweet play there by Kruger. Kruger stands on the line. He doesn't get that many minutes tonight. Even with the opera singing in the background, he buries the first one, and he's got one more coming. 17.2. The opera singer.
He sinks the second.
Yeah, nothing but swish there. The clock rolls as the Bruins touch it at the half at the timeline. Here's a three-point jumper by Gonzalez. Missed it deep. Oh, as Eric Nelson rolls over his back, over his neck. The Penguins have hit the 80-point mark, fans. 80-63. High-scoring affair for the Calpack. Gonzalez with that big runner. Tried to get the three-ball runner, couldn't get it to go. Eric Nelson on the line. Oh, Nelson in and out. Penguins down with it. Kruger picks it up in the backcourt now. Flack has it. He's going to bring it across. Flack kickoff over to Shelton. Now Johnson.
Walensky.
That's Walensky. And the Penguins have it as the clock runs out. 80-63. And a good job on his maiden voyage there by DJ Woe.
Thanks for having me coming in tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad you came down. This is great. And DJ Woe is going to be joining me the rest of the season on basketball. He's also going to assume the position of the sports director. At least that's the plan. Nothing is written in stone yet, but check back next week. It'll be in stone. 80-63, the final, the Penguins. Some superb play tonight out of the Penguins. I'm going to give some shout-outs and some props to Bethany's Ernest Williams, Joel Booth, John Baltita Davis, Gabe Gonzalez, Bernard Mooney, and Eric Nelson, who came in the second half. It was very tough. But for the Penguins, Alistair Flack, one of my favorite DUs of all time, and he's only a freshman. Michael Johnson, codenamed Twinkle Toes, as my lovable sidekick J-Wo has called him his sweet mate, so he's entitled to call him anything he wants. Brett Wilinski, some good minutes tonight. Ivan Tosh, great. Rogoff, great. Songrath, solid. Kruger got a few good minutes in there. Love to see that. Shelton, the same. Michael Faulkner. Faulkner could be a Hall of Famer. Already is in my book. Of course, my book is very thick. Ryan Trammell. And, of course, Patrick Fahey. Not to mention Stevie Johnson, who is in the house standing right behind me. It's always a pleasure. Steve Johnson, glad to see you tonight. The Penguins win one tonight by 17, 80-63. And you heard it here on radio.dominican.edu, our next broadcast. Steve Johnson, myself, and J-Wo will be here for the Menlo game on Thursday, January 25th. The ladies tip off at 5:30. It's a 5:20 tip, or pregame, 5:30 tip. And the guys, a 7:30 tip off with a 7:20 pregame. And you'll hear it here live on radio.dominican.edu.